He woke me. Up this morning. I was low in my right mind. Too late. Whoa. But he woke me right on time. Hey, he woke, yes, me up this morning.
give the Lord praise in his house? Why don't we give the Lord praise in his house? Any blessed folk in the house? Amen, amen, amen. And whether you realize it or not, if you're breathing up in here, he's blessing you right now. Amen. If you can feel anything, he's blessing you. Right. Right now. Amen. 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 From the gospel as recorded by St. Luke. St. Luke chapter 15. St. Luke chapter 15, and these are the words that you will find beginning with verse 1. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receives sinners and he eats with them. This man receives sinners and he eats with them. I want to just zero in on that statement. This man receives sinners. Somebody ought to be shouting right now. Oh, yeah, you wasn't all of that when he found you. Yeah, you ought to thank God. This man that I'm talking about, he receives sinners. Jesus was on his way to Calvary. He has started his ministry and he's coming to the end of it, and now he is entering in cities around Jerusalem. All along the way he is teaching and he's bringing this new message. There are some folk who are following him just to see what he's going to say. There are others who are following him to see if they can trip him up. But Jesus, as he closes chapter 14, he says something that catches everybody's ear. Generally, when religious folk came together, there were only certain folk that could be there. There were only certain folk that could enter places. There were only certain folk that could talk religion. But at the end of chapter 14, Jesus makes a statement. He says, he that has ear, let him hear. And when he said that, there were some people in the crowd that said, well, I really ain't all of that, but I can hear. Y'all ain't hearing this. My life ain't really been what it should be. My life ain't really been, it's been sort of ragged. But I can hear. And since he says, he that has ear, I do have ears, so let me gather to see what this man has to say. So we come into chapter 15 and you see them drawing near unto him. Not just the religious folk, not just the folk who had it all together, but right in 15 it says that publicans and sinners found themselves gathering around the feet of Jesus. And when these folk these ordinary folk, these folk who were looked down upon, when they began to gather around Jesus, then the religious folk got upset. The folk who thought that he would only deal with them, they got upset. And then, according to the word, all the publicans and sinners, they're gathering around to hear what this man had to say. He has a new message. And the Pharisees and scribes began to murmur, saying, look here, this man receives sinners. This man receives sinners. And not only does he receive them, he eats with them. Yeah. Are y'all hearing this? You must understand that in the launching of his earthly ministry, Jesus was continually surrounded by at least four groups. Read the gospel. The gospel writers, all of them, they'll show you that there were always disciples around him. That there were disciples, there were multitudes, and always, without fail, there were Pharisees and scribes. The disciples were his followers who loved him and who had committed their lives to follow him everywhere he went. The multitudes, for the most part, were faceless, nameless people who were following him because they needed something. That was a multitude. They followed him really because they were in need of something, or one thing or another. So they would just follow him everywhere he went just to see what they could get out of him. Then there were the scribes, the writers and experts in interpreting Jewish law. And then there were the Pharisees, who were strict religious sect of Jews who thought they had alone the religious authority and who followed Jesus everywhere he went, trying to see him or catch him doing something that was against the law. So everywhere he went, there was this crowd that was following him. Everybody had their own reasons, but they all following him. And so here, the Pharisees and scribes following him, criticizing every move that he made. The words of the text represents their finding after all they following, and after all they did in following him day and night. They followed him now for almost 3 years. And here are their findings. Mind you, they followed him everywhere. They went on everywhere. Their reason for following him was just one purpose. They followed him to find fault in him. But after three years of following him day and night, trying to catch him in violation of these 613 Jewish laws, following him day and night. But after all of their probing, all of their prodding, the best they could come up with is,
I hear you,
this man,
yes,
received sinners. This man received sinners, and he eats with them. My brothers and my sisters, it's sad when the greatest manifestation of your salvation lies in your ability to find fault in somebody else. I just said something right there. It is sad when the greatest thing you got to boast about as a saved person is your ability to find fault somebody else. Folk who have never called your name in prayer, never offered you a word of wise counsel, but they got a laundry list of every mistake you ever made in your life. Y'all ain't hearing me. folk who can keep up with you better than they can keep up with themselves. Just waiting on you to mess up so they can expose your shortcomings. This is what they were doing to Jesus. This is what they were doing to Jesus. Every chance they got, they would accuse him of some sin against God. Look at Luke chapter 6. Jesus and his disciples going through a cornfield on the Sabbath day. They were hungry. And his disciples started pulling corn. Up jumps the Pharisees and scribes. Said, aha, gotcha. Working on Sunday, pulling corn on Sunday. Man showed up in worship with a withered hand, and Jesus saw him and called him out, called him up there and healed his hand. You would have thought everybody would have been shouting, wouldn't you? But no, up jumps the Pharisees and scribes. Aha, gotcha. Yeah. Healing him on the Sabbath day. Tried to get him in trouble with the IRS. Came to him saying, who should we pay our taxes to? Should we pay him to Caesar or pay him to God? Jesus merely said, I tell you what you do. Render unto Caesar what belongs to him. And render unto God what belongs. Are y'all hearing me? They could not trap him one way or the other. Even brought a woman, caught a woman. I mean, they knew they had him then. Here's a woman, we caught her in the very act of adultery. And the law says that she should be stoned to death. Now, what you got to say about it? Jesus said, well, if that's what the law says,
yeah, Lord,
then let's go by the law. The only thing I ask is,
yeah,
that any of y'all that ain't got no sin, y'all ain't hearing me. Oh yeah, we'll go by the law, but all I ask is that any of y'all that ain't got none, cast the first stone. I love the way it reads. I just love the way, at least the old men had some sense. Bible says that the older men threw their rocks down first. And when the old men threw theirs down, the young ones just gone and throw theirs down there. The old men can't throw theirs. We might as well just put out. Y'all hearing this? They did all they could. Could not catch him. Couldn't find anything. They've tried everything. And even at the close of his life, Pilate sums it up better than anybody. Pilate says, I find no fault. I find no fault in this man. Mind you now, this is Jesus. They couldn't find anything.
Uh-huh.
But let me just share with you, in case you don't already know it. That crowd following you, if they follow you long enough,
yes, sir.
They're going to find something, yes, to accuse you of, yes, and they won't be lying. Be honest this morning. Be honest this morning. As saved as you are, you still have some faults. As saved as you are, you still have some failures. The Apostle Paul said it like this: oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Yes. We must all come to grips with the fact that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But let's get back to the text. The Pharisees and the scribes, they kept searching and searching until they finally found something. Finally found something that they could rightly accuse Jesus of. Something that was not a lie at all. As a matter of fact, what they found was absolutely true.
Lord have mercy. Thank you, Lord.
What they found was this man receives sinners. This man receives sinners. It's amazing that the worst thing they found about him is the best thing. Y'all ain't hearing me. The worst thing they found about him is the best thing that I found about him. As at the close of chapter 14, Jesus has made this statement and about this new kingdom model, and all who could hear, they're gathered around him, the crowd of people. They didn't fit into the religious mold, but they were there around Jesus. There were some who were looked down by the religious authority, and there they are, all gathered up close to Jesus. But they could all, they were looked down upon by the religious authority. Folk didn't think very much about them, but guess what? They could hear. And that's what he asked for, those who can hear to come here. So here they are. They're all there, and in their minds, Jesus had just extended them an invitation. They had ears. I don't have the cleanest life, but I can hear. My life ain't what it ought to be, but I can hear. I've sinned and come short of the glory of God, but I can hear. According to the scripture, that day a group of publicans and sinners gathered around Jesus to hear his words. And all at once, the Pharisees and scribes had exactly what they've been looking for. They finally had something to accuse Jesus of. Something that would stick. Look at him. He's hanging out with sinners and even eating with them. They really couldn't attack his preaching. They really couldn't attack him for preaching to sinners. But the fact that he would hang around them and eat with them and allow sinners to get up close to him. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
Let me just throw this in. Don't mean nothing, but let me just throw this in. Please be cautious of anybody who is so holy that you can't touch him. Be mindful. Mindful of anybody who can preach to you, but you can't. Are y'all hearing me? But Jesus, hearing their complaint, began to speak to them. He said, I got something for that. I heard what y'all are saying about these folk. I got something. So he begins to talk in parables, and you are familiar with these parables. He's explaining to them. That when he looked at the people, he didn't see what they saw. He's explaining to them that when I look at a sinner, when I look at him, I don't see what you are seeing.
I hear you.
Look at verse 4. He says, you see them as misfits, but I see them as sheep who have strayed away from the fold. And all they need is a shepherd who loves them enough to go find them and bring them back into the... Are y'all hearing me? Verse 8, he says, the mistake you're making, you see them as misfits. But when I look at them, I see them like coins, valuable coins that have been lost. And if you read the story, they are not lost because of themselves. They're lost because of somebody else. Are y'all hearing me? The coin did not lose itself. And not only did the coin not lose itself, if you study the story, the coin was lost in the house. Don't you think you're all right just because you're in the house? The coin was lost in the house because of the carelessness of somebody else. And all the coin needs is somebody to put forth the effort to seek and find the coin. He said, the problem is, you see them as misfits. I see them as rebellious children who need an opportunity to come to themselves. Are y'all hearing me? Yeah, and then have somebody there to welcome them back home when they do come to themselves. Jesus here gives us a clear picture of why he came to this earth. These are the folk Jesus came for. Somebody ought to be shouting. I say, these are the folk that Jesus came for. Luke 5, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. But here's my point. After all of that searching and all of that scheming, they couldn't find anything wrong with him. So they ended up telling the truth on him.
Y'all ain't hearing me.
They couldn't find anything wrong. So they ended up telling the truth on him. After they watched Jesus sitting around with publicans and sinners, they said, we got him now. This is one thing we can say. It is not a lie. We can make this stick. This man. Receives sinners. Made my point this morning. I'm through now. I made my point. But before I sit down, let me take a few moments and celebrate.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, the worst thing they found is the best thing I found. Somebody ought to be shouting out. I say the worst thing they found was the best thing that I've... Are y'all hearing me? You see, the worst thing they could find was the fact that Jesus received sinners. The worst thing they found is the source of my testimony. Y'all ain't hearing me? The worst thing they found is the thing that brings joy to my soul. The worst thing that they found was the thing that puts a song on my heart, that this man, Jesus, receives sinners. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, where would I be today? Don't look at me, point to yourself. Where would I be today if it wasn't for the fact that this man, yes, receives sinners? It saddens me, my brothers and my sisters. It saddens me as I look around today and I see a church like the Pharisees and scribes that has launched an all-out attack on sinners. Are y'all hearing me? Or at least they have attacked some sinners. There are some sins they'll never say anything about. Y'all ain't hearing me. Like the sin of racism. They'll never say a word. Y'all ain't hearing me. A woman, here Jesus says, that's why I came. I came to save sinners. Are y'all hearing me? But I hear Jesus say, I came into this world that the lost may be found. Are y'all hearing me? Yeah. It saddens me, my brothers and sisters, when I look around and I see even saved folk, religious folk, who are willing to look over some sin, yeah, and then try to trap others on every sin. Are y'all hearing me? But I thank God for Jesus, because he says, I came to save everybody. Yeah, I came seeking and saving the lost. Are y'all hearing me? Yes, there are people serving time in prison right now for crimes that the former president committed on a daily basis. Are y'all hearing me? Yes, while scribes and Pharisees are covering up for them. But I hear Jesus say, that's why I came. I came seeking and saving the lost. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Yes, I have joy today, because while I've been rejected by so many, on the other hand, I know what it is, even in my life, I know what it is to be rejected. I've been rejected because of my color. I've been rejected because of my financial status. I've been rejected because of my social status. But all at once, here comes a man that says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. This man said, whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever, the high and the low, whosoever, the rich and the poor, whosoever, the up and the down, whosoever, the black and the white, whosoever, are y'all hearing me? I thank God for this man. This man, a doctor in a sick room. This man, a lawyer in a courtroom. This man, a shelter in the time of a storm. This man, a way out of no way. This man, born in Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling clothes. This man gave sight to the blind, made the dumb to talk, and the lame to walk. This man picked up my cross, put it on his shoulder. This man, he died on an old rugged cross. He died until the sun refused to shine. He died until the earth reeled and rocked like a drunken man. But I sit down at the this man, early Sunday morning, this man, he got up from the grave. All power in his hand. Yes, yes, yes. This man. That's the good news. This man receives sinners. This man receives sinners. Are y'all hearing me? This man receives sinners. You may have been rejected by so many different agencies in this world. You may have been rejected and thrown to the curb, but this man receives sinners. And today, he extends an invitation to those who desire to be hearers, those who desire to become a part of the kingdom of God, community of redeemed. So many times we sit and we watch other people and we just say, oh, I wish I could live like that. Oh, I wish I could live like that. But what you don't understand is the only difference in us is the grace of God. The only difference between you and that person that you admire so much, if they'll tell you the truth, they'll tell you that the only difference is the love of God and the fact that he loves us and the fact that he receives sinners. Don't know who you are. Don't know where you are today. But today would be a good day. Matter of fact, today is the only day that you have. This moment is the only moment you have. You don't even have a guarantee that you're going to walk out of here. So today, if you haven't made a decision for him, then you ought to do that just today.
Of invitation. Jesus is calling you unto himself. Please don't harden your heart as Israel did in the days of the wilderness. Open your heart and come to him while you have time. Church home, and you found the community of the redeemed here at Salem Church, you can also come to become a member, disciple of this congregation. Beyond the wow, let's sing it one more time. One more time, I want to make sure you hear. Though you're seated, the invitation still exists for you. I don't want to take this time lightly. And ask if you would understand that the Christ we serve is seeking you right where you are. That's what the sermon was about today. The Bible declares that all have seen.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And come short of the glory of God.
Yes.
And if you didn't know, that means you too.
Yes. Amen.
But the invitation is to you also.
Amen.
And then we have a Savior who has the audacity to receive you and eat with you.
Amen.
This is our prayer. Somebody give God praise for the word. Praise for the gospel. And as a result of God's preaching, there's one who has come. Give God praise. We have our clerk.
Brother Haynes, we have George Obagi coming today.
Amen. Thank God for George. Amen. Thank God. Give God praise for George. Give God praise for George. We have our pastor of Assimilation and Discipleship, Pastor Garland Brooks, here. And we're going to have George, if you will. Just raise your hand, Pastor Brooks. George, come.
Amen.
Thank God again. Thank God again for George. We're going to move right now into
the observance of the Lord's Supper together. Well, we'll worship God in his table. And if we will, we'll have our own Deacon Ronald Walker lead us to the throne of grace. Communion, sweet communion, to celebrate with you is what we long to do.
Heavenly Father, we come on the image of this table, Lord. Learn what you did for us, Lord. We come because he was worthy, Lord, that he shared his precious blood for us, Lord. We come, Lord, because there was a need for us, Lord, that the sin that we had couldn't be cured without the precious blood of your Son. So, Lord, we come thanking you for this hour, Lord. We come thanking that he gave his life that we might have the life with him, Lord. We thank you for what, Lord. We thank you for this bread and wine that we receive, Lord. We thank you for the ultimate sacrifice, Lord. We thank you for the endless life that he give us after this, Lord. So we pray now that you can keep us in God, that we might be with you forever. This we ask in our precious Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Holy communion, Lord.
Holy communion.
way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength.
Yes, Lord.
From day to day. It will never, never lose. Jesus' blood never loses its power.
Yeah.
And you ought to be glad that it not only reaches to the highest mountain, but some of us were not on mountaintop in life, but it also reaches to the lowest valley. And it never, ever loses its power. Bible declares that on the night in which Jesus was betrayed, said he took bread and said, "This is my body given for you. Take, eat ye all of it." Says that Jesus in the same manner took the cup. Said the cup represents the new covenant in my blood. Drink ye all of it for the remission of sin. And for as much as we do this, we show the Lord's death, watch this, until he comes. We celebrate because he died, but he ain't dead. He died for our sins, but he ain't dead. And we thank God. Somebody give God praise for all that Christ has done on our behalf. Man, amen, amen. It's good. If you will, just raise on your feet. Head it out. And amen. Just want to let everybody know for our own Deacon Edgar Robinson, funeral services have been made, and they'll be this coming Thursday at 1:00. We ask that everybody would avail yourself to come and celebrate the life of our own Deacon Edgar Robinson. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Amen. Lift your voice. Lift your voice, people of God.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures, all here be.
To him who is able to keep us from stumbling and able to present us blameless before his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, through Jesus Christ our Savior, be majesty, be authority, be dominion, and may it be now, henceforth, and forever. And the people of God sang together.
online at www.thechurchwithzeal.org/give, on Cash App at $thechurchwithzeal, via the Givelify app, by mail to Salem Missionary Baptist Church, P.O. Box 817, Lilburn, Georgia 30048, or in person at the church office on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. It's not necessary to wait until Sunday to give. Online, Givelify, Cash App, or mail-in contributions may be submitted on any day of the week. Thank you for your continued support of the ministry at Salem Missionary Baptist Church.